Hi, I'm Dean Temple. Welcome to Virtual Hudson Valley. This is our show for the week starting October 12th, 2006. It is our 74th episode. Now, I mentioned that because next week is our 75th episode. And after that, we're going to be taking a short break. Well, maybe not too short, but a break for a couple of months away from the show to regroup, to put together a new calendar, figure out what we're going to do to make it even better than it is now. Yeah, I know. How could that be possible? On today's show, we have Leslie Land, who's the garden Q&A columnist for the New York Times and our own personal garden expert. She's marveling at the horizontal light of autumn. She's all excited about the foliage and winter squash. Carrie, who usually is our equestrian expert, is not our equestrian expert today. She's not able to do the show because she's in the process of a big project. Maybe I'll tell you more about that if she tells us more about it. Alex Teller makes up some parsley soup because her garden is full to the brim of parsley, so she had to do something with all of it. It's her mom's recipe. It's delicious. You'll enjoy it. And then we have our list of things to do in the Hudson Valley from Alana Papel. So stay tuned and enjoy the show. Leslie Land is the garden Q&A columnist for the New York Times, as well as our own personal garden expert. Hi, Leslie.
Hi there.
How's your week been?
Very busy, very autumnal.
Autumnal. What a nice way to have a week in the autumn.
The very best, and the grand assortment, but typically some of the autumn whammy when it's just so achingly, perfectly beautiful, and there's the low light and the glowing trees. And
yeah, the light changes direction.
Pleasant.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Yeah, it's like living in a prism.
Yeah. There is something about as the sun starts getting lower and kind of coming in more horizontally, that colors just, they're so rich and warm. It's life has pushed the enhance button, and everything is enhanced.
It is, and we've had amazing weather, actually, except for last night. In the Hudson Valley, it's been really brilliant and warm and bright and clear during the days. And on the one day I did manage to get outside this past week, we went hiking up into some hills with amazing views, and everyone was stunned. I was in a group of about actually 40 people or so, and
wow.
Everybody had their jaws dropped. Oh, it was the opening day of beagling.
Oh, beagling indeed, beagling.
But we're not talking about beagling.
Well, I prefer the view without any dogs yapping in it, myself personally, but in any event, it is certainly a thing to get out and enjoy, even though I am one of those who, the more beautiful it is, the closer I am to tears. There's something about it that makes me feel a little weepy.
Well, that's why you went into gardening.
That's why I went into gardening. Well, one of the things actually that is so cool about it that I wanted to mention is the way in which, I mean, and the Northeast, people come from all over the world to enjoy autumn in the Northeast because it is so glorious. And one of the things that's glorious is the weeds. The color in sumac, the wild weedy sumac growing everywhere along the roadside.
Yeah, it looks great.
Astonishing reds and oranges and magentas, all of them kind of shimmering on every leaf, everywhere. The bittersweet, the evil, may its name be cursed, bittersweet is this beautiful golden yellow creeping up into the colored trees. It's, what a gift. What a gift. It's just so gorgeous. And the next exciting thing that happens is it freezes. And you can finally dig your dahlia bulbs and say goodbye to your struggling squashes. I cannot believe that these disgusting plants. Ugh, goodbye, enough. Go away.
Yeah, I'm getting to the point where I'm ready to see the garden leveled.
Yeah, yeah. This is the time when we'll talk some more about cleaning up, I think, next week, because people can get kind of carried away with cleaning up. But there is a lot to be said for it. And I do want to just remind everybody, speaking of the squash, there is that famous line about when the frost is on the pumpkin, do not let get frost on your pumpkin, because if winter squash are frosted, they will rot where the frost has hit them.
Really?
So if you have grown winter squash and it is out there and the vines are starting to look tired, or even if they aren't, either harvest that squash or wrap each individual squash in newspaper.
Each
so that
individual.
Well, there aren't usually very many. I mean, if you're a farmer, you know what you have to do.
Well, yeah. Well, you have to have a U-pick.
I picked. We got actually about a barrow load of exotic heirloom squashes, which I will maybe put a picture of up at some point. But we'll talk some more about squash and squash season. It's like I'm always so amazed. I came home the other night, and Bill had cooked cabbage for dinner. I wanted to kill him. It's not time yet. Soon enough, we will be eating cabbage, and we will be eating kale, which is so delicious, a wonderful, wonderful green vegetable, which everyone should plant more of. And it really does taste, it's not an old wives' tale that it tastes better after frost, because what happens is when it gets chilled like that, the sulfur compounds in it are destroyed, and not completely, but they really are mitigated.
So that drops off the strong taste a little bit. You know, I think that people steer away from kale for the most part because they don't know how to cook it.
Well, that's probably true. Some people blanch it. Bill always blanches it.
I blanch it also.
I don't myself bother with that, although I kind of, you know, I like the taste of it, so I don't mind. But commercial stuff is usually not frosted unless you get it at the farmer's market. If you get the stuff at the supermarket, again, it's all coming from California and from places that don't have frost. So it's just not nearly as delicious as local northeastern kale, either from your garden or from the farm of a farmer who's going to keep...
In California kale, you're trading frost for E. coli.
What? Not only does it taste worse, it kills you. What a deal. So
it only kills the weak.
Yeah, that's right. It just kind of weeds out. It weeds out the weaker among us.
Okay, we've taken a downward turn here.
Let us return to the deliciousness of kale. I don't know what Alex is planning to cook this week, but if it isn't kale, maybe I'll talk about cooking it some next week.
Because it is not. Cooking, you can talk about it next week. She cooked parsley soup for the Today Show.
Oh, yum.
So.
Oh, yum. Let's hear a good word for parsley. I hope everybody has a lot of that, and that is one tough cookie. Don't level your parsley, because you can keep harvesting that right through the snow.
Well, that's what we've done. We've got a whole garden full that we never expected to have.
Surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise. Okay.
That's what's great about the garden. Surprises galore.
It is all surprises. Well, thank you very much, Leslie.
Thank you, Dean.
Leslie, you can find more information on her blog, leslieland.com/blog.
Thank you, Dean.
Alex Teller is Virtual Hudson Valley's own personal home cook.
Hi, Dean.
Hey, Big Al. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. We have a recipe today from my mom.
From your mom?
Bev's parsley soup.
Bev's parsley soup.
Inspired by the fact that I have so much parsley in my garden that it's taking over Dutchess County.
Hey, your garden is taking over Dutchess County.
Yeah, parsley.
Covered it with parsley.
So what to do with parsley? One of the things to do is make soup.
Soup, and it's getting to the time of year when you like to have some soup.
Well, I have to say that I'm sitting here shivering because today is cold.
It's a soup day, and unfortunately, we already finished all the parsley soup.
Yes, we did. It's a very versatile soup, actually. You can keep this recipe for the summertime and serve it chilled if you're, you know, hot.
Sounds like a good idea.
So to start off this recipe, I'll give you your list of ingredients. 4 cups chicken stock, 1 pound white potatoes, skin on, sliced. 1 cup yellow onion chopped, 2 tablespoons butter, 2 gigantic handfuls parsley washed and the thick stems trimmed off, 1/2 cup of half and half or 1/2 cup of cream, half a cup of milk, whatever you have in your refrigerator. Salt, white pepper, 1 tablespoon soy sauce, and 1 tablespoon lemon juice, or to taste. Bring the stock to a simmer, and in a large saute pan over medium heat, saute the onions and the sliced potatoes in the butter for about 2 to 4 minutes. Add a little salt during this process, and then add the stock and bring it up to a boil. Lower the temperature and simmer for 10 minutes. Add parsley, bring back to a boil, then reduce to a simmer and let it cook until everything is soft. Most importantly, the onions and the potatoes.
Right, because you don't want crunchy parsley soup.
Right. Yuck. Puree it in batches in the blender. I stress batches.
You don't want to fill the blender to the top?
And turn it on high.
Fill it to the top and turn it on. Why not?
Splatterfest.
They wouldn't make it go all the way to the top with the little measurements if you couldn't fill it all the way to the top, would they?
I don't know why it doesn't come with a caution note on it. Fill to here only. Then after you've pureed it and blast it for a good amount of time, I like my parsley soup very smooth. Return it to the pot, add the half and half soy sauce, lemon juice, salt, pepper, white pepper, that is, and gently reheat it. Taste, adjust that seasoning, and serve. And it's a beautiful green color.
It's a beautiful green color, and it soothes all the way. It's very smooth all the way down.
It is. It's a great soup.
I felt very nice and warm after I ate it. I also felt quite full after I ate it.
Yeah, well, that's because it's a potato-based soup.
I mean, you feel quite full. Now, that recipe, of course, will be available on our podcast blog at virtualhudsonvalley.com.
I'm also going to tell you that you can use this recipe and substitute watercress for parsley, and it is also a delicious soup. And you could even try putting a little sorrel in with the parsley
for a little bit of bite.
A little bite.
It'd be good.
And it is good. And so there you have it. Something to do with your parsley in your garden that's gone wild.
Sounds good. Now, we'll have a recipe from you next week. But next week is our 75th show.
Wow.
And we're going to take a break after that for a little while and regroup.
And I will have to think of something absolutely special.
Something absolutely special, but I get the feeling you might actually post recipes even while the show's not going.
I probably will.
So those will continue to be on the Virtual Hudson Valley podcast blog. Thanks very much, Al.
Thank you, Dean.
Alana Papel has a weekly email newsletter of things too great not to do in the Hudson Valley. It's called The List, and Alana is here with us today. Hi, Alana. How you been?
Hi, Dean. I've been very well. I hope you have been as well.
Always.
Good.
Always. So, tell me, what are we going to do this week?
Well, this is our last chance to do a few things in the area, Dean. One is go to Innisfree Gardens.
Well, not the last chance ever, just the last chance for the year, right?
It's the last chance for 2006 if you want to go in legally, which I recommend.
Sure. No point in trespassing.
Exactly. Innisfree closes up on October 20th, which I believe is a Friday this year.
Because we have a Friday the 13th this week.
There you go. And they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. So I would try to get there either this weekend or Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday of next week when the foliage is just superb and reflected in that beautiful pond. And, oh, it would be a nice day.
Good.
Something else to do that's wrapping up this week is October 15th is the last show of the Rhinebeck Aerodrome.
And that's this Sunday.
That's this Sunday. So it's Saturday and Sunday for 2006. oldrhinebeck.org.
Okay.
As far as other things that have started happening in this area, Wing's Haunted Castle, Frankenstein's Fortress.
Scary.
Isn't it? And it's reopened.
That's great.
HauntedDuchess.com. There are other haunted houses around here,
but there is one that compares to this one. This one's crazy.
There probably isn't anything in the world that quite compares to this one.
That's
at least
a lot
the Northeast.
Of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun. It's only like $10.
Right, and you have to stay online for a while, so dress sensibly. I definitely would not bring small children or people who get scared easily.
They do get scared. I was with this woman who named Marsala, and actually after we went through it, I have called her Chicken Marsala ever since. Because she screamed in terror every turn.
But did she have a good time?
Oh, yeah, she had a great time.
And then something else, the New York Botanical Garden, there's only a few more days of the Chihuly installation.
Chihuly, but that's amazing looking with all the glasswork.
Oh, well, I saw it at Kew. I haven't seen it here yet. I am hoping on going one of the Thursday evenings because I can't imagine how beautiful all of that looks with at night. Anyhow, you can get more information by looking at the website, which is nybg.org.
Okay.
We have a request here. If somebody has a little bit of white faux fur, preferably the long fur, she needs it, just about a yard or so. And could you let me know, and I'll put you in touch with her if you have this fur and you're just ready to give it away.
And you can email Alana at events@virtualhudsonvalley.com if you have that.
Thank you. Some things that are going on, Dean. Friday the 13th.
Scary.
It is. And somebody decided this would be a good day to have a blood drive at Troop K.
What better day?
So make an appointment. They're open from 7 a.m. until 3 p.m., 677-7340.
Okay.
A few great things happening at BARD. One is a fall lunch and lecture series, the Gnostic Jesus.
The Gnostic.
I thought you dropped the G.
Nope.
Anyhow, admission is charged, but they give you lunch. And 845-758-7279, or look at bard.edu/IAT, which I would imagine is Institute of Advanced Theology. Those lectures will be going on through November 3rd, if you're interested.
I don't like dropping the G's.
How do you say G-N-O-C-C-I?
G-N-O-C-C-I. Ganachi.
There you go. Okay. Two film screenings going on at BARD for the Beckett Centenary. One is Crap's Last Tape, and that's the one that has John Hurt in it. That one starts at 5 p.m. And Endgame, with a cast. I know I recognize a lot of the people, like Michael Gambon, but I couldn't tell you what he's been in before. Anyhow, Endgame starts at 7:30. They're both at the Milton and Sally Avery Center for the Arts at the Fisher Center. Tickets are $750, $758-7900, or fishercenter.bard.edu for more info. Also on Friday and throughout the weekend is Oliver at the Center for Performing Arts in Rhinebeck. Sour Grapes at the Copaic Theater up in Copaic. And that's described as Ladies of the Hood River Horticultural Society and the Flower That Nearly Destroyed Them.
Scary. That sounds a little bit like Little Shop of Horrors.
In a good way. It depends if the flower eats them. 518-325-1234 or copictheatercompany.com. And lastly, also at BARD, is the American Symphony Orchestra's concert of Mozart, Elgar, and Brahms.
That's at
the
Sosnoff.
You can look at the website
Theater.
For more info. Sorry?
At the Sosnoff Theater.
Yes, it is.
The big one.
The big one. Tickets are only $35. They're incredible performances. 845-758-7900. Or fishercenter.bard.edu for more information.
Okay.
Saturday and Sunday, there's a whole bunch more going on at BARD with the Beckett Centenary. Worst Word Ho is going to be performed on Friday and Saturday. Just on Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday with Worst Word Ho.
Oh, sorry, you're right.
That's okay.
Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday the 14th, there is so much going on, a ton of things going at BARD. I would just peek at the website if anybody wants more info. Other things that are happening, the Millbrook Washington Historical Society has a walking tour of Oak Summit along the old railroad with local railroad historian Maurice Neville. That's from 3 to 5. And you would just meet kind of over on Altamont Road and we'll walk over. There's going to be an opening at the Millbrook School for local artist Jacques Charles. That's from 5 to 7, though the exhibit goes until October 30th. Kirsten Gillibrand will be at Aerosmith Forge to speak and listen to people, which is kind of cool. The self-Armenia roast beef dinner, which sounds yummy. They have two seatings of that, one at 5:30, one at 7 o'clock. They recommend reservations. You can do that by calling 373-8855.
Where is it besides in South Armenia?
I'm not really sure. I think it's in Wasaic at one of the churches. I forget which one.
I just have to call the number to find out.
Yeah, because apparently I'm not telling her. 373-9620 is the other number. It's only $10, Gene, unless you're under 12 years old, and then it's only
$4. $4 for all of the roast beef an under 12-year-old can eat.
Exactly. Takeaway is $9. Grace Church has an auction with a cocktail party. You can have an idea of what's going to be at the auction by looking at the website, which is gracemilbrook.org. The party goes from 6 until 8, and they've got some great things on the website that they are auctioning off. Beckett Centenary, a whole bunch of performances and more film screenings. On Sunday, October 15th, the Millbrook Library has the gallery talk by the artist who is in residence right now, Elaine Seaman. That starts at 2 o'clock. At Statsburg, there's going to be a gathering of old cars. And that's at 11 until that 4 o'clock, and that's free. This is also the weekend, Dean. It's the Dutchess County Rally. So what happens is that people kind of drive through and just kind of enjoy the fall foliage and so forth. But if you're really involved with this, you can also do things like the game, the history, the refreshments, prizes, and surprises. Minimum of 2 people per car.
Where is that? Where do you start?
I'm not really sure. I believe you start in Poughkeepsie, but I don't really know. And I know that cars go all over the county.
And you don't know where people find out information about it either.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
call.
Good. Call
845-471-1630.
And you can be a rally car racer this weekend in Dutchess County.
Or passenger, or just kind of enjoy the foliage, whatever way you feel fit. So that's what's going on with that. There's going to be some more performances for the Beckett Centenary at Bard. And on Monday the 16th, something to keep in mind is there's going to be a free lecture at the Fountains, which is in Millbrook.
This is for all our senior listeners.
It is for all of our senior listeners, but I think that they allow other people too. The topic here is reality. The land is finite. Your help is needed. It's presented by agricultural consultant Dave Teeter. 677-8550 for more information.
Okay.
Okay.
And is that what we have to do?
Well, there is going to be some more things, but people actually have to go to the blog to look at them because I haven't typed them up yet.
Okay, and the blog is virtualhudsonvalley.com/events, or you can find it right off of the front page of virtualhudsonvalley.com. Thank you very much, Alana.
Thanks, Gene. Have a good week.
You too. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for tuning in, and I'd like to encourage you to go visit our contributors online, even the contributors who didn't contribute today. First, there's Leslie Land. To learn a little bit more about those winter squashes and how to keep them from freezing and rotting, you can go visit her blog, leslieland.com. If you want to go straight to the blog, it's .com/blog. Carrie Swanson can be found at carrieswanson.com. Her website is spelled CARI Swanson.com. And she's got her horse blog there with all kinds of tips. Tips of the trade to take care of your beast. Alex Teller's recipes can always be found on the virtualhudsonvalley.com podcast. Or the podcast blog. You can find that right off the front page of virtualhudsonvalley.com. Ilana Papel can be reached by emailing events@virtualhudsonvalley.com. Or you can visit her blog, which is virtualhudsonvalley.com/events. Please also pay attention to the Dutchess County Arts Council. You'll find them at artsmidhudson.org. Now, as I mentioned, next week is our 75th show. We're going to take a little bit of a break after that. If you have any suggestions, send them. info@virtualhudsonvalley.com. Virtual Hudson Valley is produced by Drake Creative in Millbrook, New York. I'm Dean Temple, and thank you for listening.